we have got the statistics from tickets.ie, and there will be a lot of people travelling from Sligo, Donegal, and the northern counties. Now, the arrangements we have put in place for those listeners are as follows. Those listeners who are travelling by bus will be diverted in Charlestown up the old N5 from Charlestown. Now, the route will be very well signposted. Onwards up the N5 to Castlebar, where they will be diverted then to Claremorris. And from once they reach Claremorris, they will be diverted on the N17 towards Knock. Now, we are parking all the buses on the N17, and the reason for that diversion is that the buses will be facing the right way. They will be facing north, so minimise the delays for them. Now, any of the N17 is closed from 12 midnight to at least 3 p.m. on the Sunday afternoon. But for any traffic going north, it'll be open again from 11:30 midday on the Sunday. In relation to those who are travelling by car, the diversions are slightly different. They will be diverted in Charlestown up the N5 until they reach a village called Bohola. In Bohola, they will be there will be indications they are signposted to turn left to a town called Kilshamaw. They will be directed through Kilshamaw to parking on the Kilshamaw side of Knock. Now, it'll be very well signposted, and there's a significant parking there secured in fields, and then there'll be a short walk then from the car parks to the village itself. So obviously I'm recommending that people wear suitable footwear. Now, that car park, indeed all the car parks, will open at 3 a.m. and the shrine itself will open at 5 a.m. And just to urge your listeners that on health and safety grounds, the site itself was audited, and 45,000 was the maximum number allowed. So therefore, only people with tickets will get admission to the event. People who have no tickets, unfortunately, will not get entry into Knock Village on the Sunday.
And regardless of whether you're travelling by car or by private bus, it's hugely important, I'm sure, to leave a lot of extra time for the journey, whether you're travelling from Donegal, Sligo or other northern counties.
Absolutely. The delays will be purely due to volume, both cars and buses. So people should allow multiples of what they would normally allow. And they will be in a position when they arrive either in the shrine or in the car parks to avail of refreshments. And I'd advise anybody travelling from the northern counties, it's obviously it's a significant distance, I'd advise them to allow plenty of time and to rest along the route as well if they're feeling tired, not to drive while they're tired.